Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with nurse from Washington County Public Health, Lynn Fisher, about preparing for flu season.
Fall is here and we've had some rainy days recently. Really feels like you're going to start getting some sniffles and some colds around. But one thing that we usually talk about this time of year is getting the annual flu vaccine. Why is it important to get that now?
That's a great question. And now is the perfect time to start getting ready for flu. Flu season is about to start. Matter of fact, the Iowa Department of Public Health has identified 4 cases of influenza so far. So right now, flu activity is low, but we know we have 4 cases and it is going to gradually increase. And it's important to get the flu vaccine now because it takes the body about 2 weeks to develop full protection. So your body's going to need a little bit of time to build up the antibodies. So now is the perfect time to be starting.
Who is it recommended gets the flu shot?
It's recommended for essentially everybody to get a flu shot if you're 6 months old or older. There are certain high-risk groups for people who maybe will suffer with complications of flu a little bit more, those that are under 2 years old, pregnant women, adults over 65, and some adults with some respiratory chronic conditions. Those people might suffer with complications of the flu more. But really, anybody over 6 months of age should be getting a flu shot or thinking about getting a flu shot.
We hear during the course of the winter about flu and stomach flu. Are these different things?
Yes, that's a very important point because a lot of people do get that confused. And certainly a lot of us were raised that way, that the flu was the stomach flu. They're actually 2 separate viruses. The flu we're talking about, the flu that the vaccine protects against, is the respiratory illness, not the stomach bug. The stomach bug or stomach flu is really caused by norovirus, a different virus, and there isn't a vaccine for that. So we're talking about the respiratory illness. And that can come on very suddenly. You can be just fine one day, and the next day, 4 o'clock in the morning, wake up and you have the influenza. Usually its symptoms are a high fever, very high, 102 degrees for a couple of days, extreme fatigue, runny nose, body aches and chilling that goes along with that fever. Person is really quite ill and down in bed typically for 5-6 days is the typical course of it. So you're absolutely right. There's a lot of confusion about those 2 kinds of flus. This is the respiratory illness.
And with the respiratory illness, the flu, what kind of complications can people then develop?
Right. Pneumonia is the most common complication. Sometimes that will be what appears on the death certificate, is pneumonia related to influenza, because that can be a very serious complication, and sometimes people have a hard time rallying against that. Some of us will be lucky, and if we get the flu, it'll be a milder illness if we've had the immunization. But some people really do suffer with that, influenza.
And in addition to getting the vaccine, are there other steps people can take to prevent getting sick this winter?
There really are the very common steps that people so easily forget. Covering your cough, covering your sneeze, washing your hands when you leave a restaurant or before you eat or when you leave a store, and staying home if you're sick as well so that it isn't spread about in the community. Very simple steps.
That's been today's Washington Page with nurse from Washington County Public Health, Lynn Fisher, speaking about preparing for flu season. This is part 1 of a 2-part interview.